everyone, and welcome to the fifth season of The Cine Gang. Guys, you gotta jump in earlier than that.
we're testing your lung capacity, Richie.
Yeah. And so that the echo is more authentic, you need a lag for that. You know?
I'm super busog, so my lung capacity at the moment isn't all that great. So, Chef Sharwin, Chef Ed, I am Richie Zamora, and I am excited for our episode today. Chef Shar, tell us all about our awesome guest.
Nako, guys, action-packed. Wow. Our episode will be action-packed, Nax. Our special guest here, super fun person to hang out with. I got to hang out with her a couple of years ago on my show. And that's why I was so excited to bring her back this time on our podcast naman. So she's a gold medal winning karate athlete. Definitely one of the most dangerous women in the Philippines pag ginalit niyo siya. Hindi, joke lang. Mabait siya, mabait siya. And we're so honored na she gave us time na because she's actually in the UK. So guys, please welcome Jamie Lim. Woohoo!
Hi! Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I'm so excited for today.
Thank you for joining us all the way from the UK, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So, ano, Jamie, what are you doing in the UK? Kasi baka natatakot yung mga tao, baka mag-defect ka na to the UK. ayaw mo na bang mag-compete for the Philippines?
Why? No, of course not. So, I'm in the UK, in London, studying my master's in business analytics at Imperial College. So, it's been 6 weeks na, bilang na bilang, since I started.
So, how long pa will your course be?
So the course is only for 1 year. It's very fast-paced. So, sobrang compact ng mga classes at ang bilis ng mga homework and ng pace ng lectures. But people are so nice here. Tulungan kami. And I'm enjoying here naman.
Okay, so we're of course primarily a food podcast, no? And our theme this season really is profiles. And we want to get to know people through food. And so... We invited you because we've always been curious. Nakitang-kita naman sa katawan naming tatlo na we're all natural athletes. No?
What kind of athlete, Charwin?
Bakit kayo tumawa? Mga e-sports athlete. So parang sa amin, we love to watch sports kasi hanggang watch na lang kami, no? Apart from the occasional basketball game. But we'd love to talk to you about yung food ng athletes, no? This is something na we tackled a little bit when we talked with the nutritionist, no, of Heidelin Diaz. So we talked a lot about what Heidelin was eating to prepare for her games. So siguro first question is, do you have to diet? Meron bang weight classes din sa karate?
Merong weight classes. Pero thankfully, yung weight class ko, which is minus 61 kilograms, I'm not too far from that. Like, I don't have to cut so much. So, I'm still free to eat my happy foods. And yeah, so me as a person, I love food. And food really makes me happy. Like, I love it so much. Baka kalabanin kasi pickiest eater. Pwedeng kasama ko dyan. But yeah, so I don't really diet too much. Siguro lang pag malapit na yung weigh-in, like I won't have the usual large meal and then I'll be fine na. Pero yun, I just eat like a normal person.
Is that because of your metabolism? Is that because of your metabolism that the you don't gain that easily, or is it because of your constant training?
I think it's the training because like when we train, it's twice a day and it's very intense. So when I eat a lot, it just goes away. But like if I don't control it, if I'm not training, nako, it's gonna be a hard, you know. So I have to remember, like, I'm not training as intense as I was before. So yeah, the amount changes.
pero Jamie, you can also attribute it a bit to your good genes, right? I mean,
honestly,
diba? I mean, I think not a lot of people know, and we are aging ourselves by saying this, no? the father of Jamie is one of the most famous Filipino athletes also. The Skywalker, Samboy Lim, di ba? So, so it runs in the family.
Hindi ko siya kilala kasi Gen Z ako eh.
So, whatever, man. Ako, paano ako nag-high socks ako and everything, di ba? But Jamie, do you think yun nga, genes plays a part here also?
Oh, it could be, yeah. Because my mom and my dad are very fit. So, yeah. I'm thankful for the genes, like my height, kay daddy, and both of them are like very fit, especially with their age. Parang ano, hindi halata yung age nila. They look very young. And so I'm thankful for that, na I get to eat more than usual then.
Cool.
So ako, I'm wondering if there are, and I'm sure this is something that the coaches will tell you about, no? But are there specific foods ba na talagang bawal pag malapit na yung competition? Like, I don't know, it'll make you slower or more sluggish? Meron bang pinapa-avoid sa inyo?
Actually, yung ayaw lang ng coach namin is for us to eat junk food. Yung mga chips and a lot of sugary stuff siguro. Kaya nga eh. But kami naman, yung team, meron kaming tinatago na chips palagi. So hindi niya alam. Pero may tinatago kaming chips.
Now he knows. Pero yan, does siguro, he listen to you?
Now he knows. Pero ano, Turkish siya eh. So pag Tagalog ako, okay lang. Safe tayo.
Turkish pala yung coach nyo. Eh di ba ang sarap pa naman ng Turkish food? My gosh.
Oh, Yeah. And we always train there. Parang nakatatlong punta na kami to Turkey. And so, we know a little bit of Turkish and yung food memorized na rin namin. And yeah, masarap.
But ano, what's considered junk food sa inyo? Yung mga chichirya lang, hindi naman burger,
pizza. Oh, ayaw din niya. Pero it's not that bad, right? It's not that bad. Siguro what comes with it lang, like yung fries and yung soft drinks. Pero diba, masarap yung burger eh. It's good for the soul.
Tama! That's what I always say. That's my motto actually.
A pizza is a complete meal, ha? A pizza is a complete meal. It has your starch, your
gulay,
carbs, your protein, your veggies. It has good tomatoes, diba? Good fats. They say a pizza is healthier than cereal for breakfast.
Since hindi ako cereal fan, parang I agree.
Diba?
Pizza for breakfast though.
But normally, so far, Jamie, parang
ang normally, Jamie, what would you say na ano, given the chance, let's say may cheat day ka, what would you really indulge in na living there in the UK? Do you hinahanap pa rin ba yung ano, Filipino food or ano, there are other things that ano, that you know, medyo on a global scale na yung options mo dun sa ano, sa UK. What would you say na parang if you on a cheat day, anong hinahanap mo?
Okay. So, for cheat day, nako, I love a lot of food. I really do miss Filipino food. Pero nakapagluto ako ng adobo dito. It's my first time cooking. Yeah, I've never cooked before, but I have to now. And nakapagluto ako ng adobo. So, yun. Filipino food is okay. But for cheat day talaga, I really love a lot. Wait, andame, wait. So, I love burgers so much. Burgers. Japanese food is forever. So, mga tempura, sushi, katsudon, all those things. And also, Korean. So, I miss romantic baboy. I really miss romantic baboy. Yung mga unlimited, walang unlimited dito. But I really love those things. And I love kimchi.
Ah, right.
Yun.
Alam ko, pagka bumalik ka na dito, Jamie, isa-sponsor na tayo ng Romantic Baboy when we hear this episode. We'll have another... We'll have an episode na we'll record in Romantic Baboy mismo, di ba? Yung maririnig mo yung grilling of the pork. Yeah. And, diba?
That sizzle, no? For the gains yan, for the gains.
Pero Charmin, so far, you had a question, right?
Kasi parang from what Jamie mentioned kanina, parang a lot of the things na pinagbabawalan or dinidiscourage ng coach nila are related to carbs and sugar. Is that really the thing? Like, it's more on sugar and carbs? Or ayaw lang niya nung preservative-laden foods?
I think it's that. Yung ayaw niya yung mga processed na junk food talaga. Pero okay ang carbs, like especially kapag malapit na ang competition, like the day itself, he wants us to eat just like a lot of carbs, like carbo loading talaga. Pero like in general, he just doesn't like chips in a bag or like fried food and sugar, which is basic naman, tama naman siya. But we just love to be happy.
That's debatable. No, I'm joking. Tama naman siya, tama naman siya.
Jamie, now that you're doing additional studies nga in the UK, what are the favorite food finds you've had there that you feel would not necessarily be cheating on your diet or your training regimen, but yung nagiging favorite mo, is it your typical cliche fish and chips? Kasi that's still fried, di ba? Pero fish naman siya. So it's not as patty, di ba? So what are your finds there na nakakaya mong or nagugustuhan mo that you feel, di ako magigilty nito. My Turkish coach would love this that I'm eating this.
Yeah. Oh no, wala akong healthy na kinakain dito. But,
oh no.
But what I love is kasi it's Friday nga, diba, the fish and chips. And I'm not really a fan of it. I'm so sorry. I like the fries, it's okay. But fried on fried, parang nakahilo. But yung favorite ko talaga dito sa London so far is the sticky toffee pudding. Mm-hmm. I love it so much, guys. It's so sinful, but it's so sarap. I had a phase na parang twice in a row nag-sticky toffee pudding ako and I regret it because parang sobrang nakataba. But it was so enjoyable.
No regrets.
Regret nothing.
For me one day, please. Please. I need sticky toffee pudding pag uwi ko ng Manila.
Actually, you have that on ba? Meron nga bang
gumagawa?
Yeah,
do you have that in your repertoire, Chef Sharwin, Chef Ed? You have
I did it for a Burns night. I did it for a Burns night catering a few months back. Burns night is this he's this poet na si oh my gosh, I forgot his first name. Robert Burns? I'm inventing right now. What's up, Burns?
Jun.
Jun Burns. And then you celebrate and then you serve food along with that parang may poetry reading ganyan. I made some sticky toffee pudding. Draft used to make a really good version. I don't know if they still do.
The best one that I tried here in the Philippines was just for one night only na by Chef Mark Hagen of Grand Hyatt. He made an amazing one because he was featuring the dates of the California the Stone Fruit Commission, whatever, something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had to utilize the stone fruits. And oh my God, that was amazing. I tried the one of Gordon Ramsay in Las Vegas. It's like a pop. It was like in a popsicle. Mm-hmm. It was shaped like a popsicle. Sticky toffee pudding pop. Parang ganon. Sarap din.
Actually, one of his specialties, one of Gordon Ramsay's desserts. He doesn't make a lot, so.
Right. Yeah, and he has a lot of restaurants there in the UK, JB. Baka gusto mo sugurin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I tried the burger. He has a burger restaurant. I think it's Ramsay's Burger or something. And It was really good.
Okay, so going back to yung mga competition days, how many hours do you need na allowance before you fight, no? Kasi I doubt naman na you can eat right before the fight. Baka may masipa ka sa chan or something.
Yeah. Actually, I don't eat pag malapit na. So, I'd actually rather skip the meal kesa eat it if it's too close. Like, if the lunch break is only 1 hour and then I'll have to fight in like the next hour, I'm just gonna skip it completely. So, and it's okay because there's adrenaline. So, usually ako, pag competition day, sobrang konti lang ng kinakain ko. I don't know. The nerves or it's just tradition. And it's just like my adrenaline that's bringing me. But what I usually eat is Coco Crunch in the morning. That's like my traditional morning breakfast for competition, Coco Crunch. And kung nasa Pilipinas ako, Jollibee is my lunch. Like the cheeseburger and fries. It's my lucky lunch. So those SEA Games, that's exactly what I ate.
No. A cousin of mine used to play professionally, and he was in the varsity team. In college, they had a teammate who had to down one whole. I think it was a 1.5. Wala pang 1.5 nun eh. 1 liter of Coke right before every game.
Oh my gosh!
Right before every game, because they needed this sugar high. Because he was the energy guy. for the team.
Wow.
So yeah, it's so okay. funny. It's so funny. I'd love to name drop him, pero he's now a respected coach in one of the college. He was one of those respected coaches in one of the colleges in UAAP. Pero yun talaga, sabi ko, I was asking my cousin, Kuya, why are you giving him Coke? Dito sa bench mismo nila. Sabi, kailangan niya yan. He has low sugar. So they really have to pump him with sugar para yung energy niya the whole game. Weird. But yeah, ganun eh. Ganun eh. May mga sugar rush minsan sa athletes din eh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just grown up like eating those things. Like since I was 6 years old, ganun na yung nakasanayan ko. So it just stuck with me.
So given, yung Coco Crunch, is it more of right now, it's not a need, but more of yung parang hindi naman pamahiin, no? Hindi naman siya superstition that you're having Coco Crunch before before fight day.
Somewhat. Siguro para siyang tradition, and you don't want to break the tradition. If there's an option to eat Coco Crunch, maybe you should, diba? Yeah, just stick to what you know.
Given that your father's known to be an athlete, your mom sabi mo rin is fit, no? Did as in a during your younger years, were they strict about your diet? Would they encourage you to eat healthy, or did they allow you naman a little bit of a freedom to choose whatever you want, whatever made you happy?
Oh my god. They allowed me to be happy. But of course, they would tell me, yeah, na vegetables are good and stuff. And they'd serve healthy food naman. Kasi my mom loves to cook also. And she's a really good chef. Tsaka baker sa house. But she would serve like healthy food. So as much as possible, hindi fried yung kakainin namin. At for sure, merong vegetables. Pero masarap din yung mga binibake niyo, mga chocolate cake and cookies. So may ganun. There's a balance of healthiness and happiness.
I think that's the best.
Yeah,
best of both worlds. Yeah.
So on the record na natin, Jamie, it does, but in case kids are listening, the vegetables really help.
Yeah. I think it's important. Nakaka-guilty nga eh. Like, if I'm here, tapos chicken and rice lang kakainin ko, parang may kulang kasi kailangan ng greens or something. Or na-train lang ako na ganun, na you need vegetables to be, like, balanced.
Okay. Jamie, ako, I have one last question. In an ideal world, kunwari, kasi I know different teams, even our well-supported Philippine teams, like, let's say, men's basketball, and all that, they still don't have a complete repertoire of their whole support system. Let's say not everyone has a nutritionist, not everyone is a dietitian or a personal chef, no, for their teams and individuals. In an ideal world, let's say we had all the budget and for that and all the means to do that, would you get yourself a personal chef? Or parang hindi na, parang sayang, no, I just want to eat what I want to eat. Or would you hire one?
Oh my gosh, that is a tough question. Okay. if I'm really gonna be professional to sport, I think it's important.
Oh man.
And
kailangan,
but it will, whatever will improve the game talaga or your fitness or your condition, I think you should do it. It's part of the job. Yeah, because if you'll just let me, I'm just going to eat all the chips and the sugar and the candy I love and the cookies because I love all those food. Kaya naman siguro in regulation. Pero like the best athletes, like in the LeBron, they do have their chefs and their nutritionists. And that's why they're like the greatest athletes. So feeling ko important talaga. If we had the budget, we would. But since we don't, we're just happy now.
So sa team nyo ngayon, wala ngang, there's no, like, the PSC doesn't have someone to consult with kahit on a temporary basis? Ah, wala.
No, I think there's like a general nutritionist, but nothing specific. Like, they would give us talks, like, this is healthy, this is what you shouldn't eat. Like, things you already know. Pero wala yung mga nagpa-prepare talaga ng food namin or according to our needs, personalized, ganun. Wala. So we just eat whatever.
So martial arts has brought you around the world, different parts of the world. Where would you say is the best place you went to for food? What country?
Japan really has one of the best foods ever. Favorite ko rin kasi ang Japanese cuisine. So kapag nung pumunta kami doon, but it wasn't for a competition, it was with the family because we also love to travel and we love to eat. So yun, ang fresh ng sushi talaga, ang sarap ng katsu doon, sarap ng gyoza, the ramen, lahat. You couldn't be, like every meal was so good in Japan. So it's really my favorite place to eat.
Excellent choice.
Nakapag-compete ka na ba sa Japan? I imagine parang sobrang intimidating to fight where karate was born.
Okay.
Oh yeah, nakalaban ko si I fought a Japanese sa World Championships. It was the first time I fought sa Worlds. And natalo ko sila, yo! Oh my
nice.
God.
Nice!
I was so happy. Yeah. So that was a really good performance for me sa World Championships. Kasi usually kapag Worlds, talo yan first round. Kasi nakatakot. It's so daunting. World stage. Pero umabot ako sa quarterfinals. And then in the end, top 7. So nice. It was pretty good. And kasama yung Japanese sa mga natalo ko noon.
Yeah.
Galing.
Yun. But this is not the one na you... I remember I saw on your IG parang there was a competition na black eye ka talaga, no? So parang it's really proof na it's real na hindi lang siya sport, talagang pag natamaan ka totoong
parang wrestling yan, no? It's not WWE, man.
Finally, Jamie has come back to
the... No, speaking of fake, ako I have kanina last question, kunwari ito na talaga yung last question ko. Kasi ano, na segue lang from what Charwin asked. So, do you like watching Cobra Kai? Diba?
Oh, you know, I actually hear a lot of people watch that and they ask me that a lot, pero I haven't had the time to watch. But sikat daw sa, do you guys watch that?
Yeah.
Hindi kasi hindi mo naabutan yung Karate Kid, that's why.
Oo, kami naabutan namin.
I watched the Jackie Chan Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Wow, we didn't even bother watching that. Yun ang talagang hindi ko pinanood.
That was nice too.
Ibang generation talaga, Tito Ed. Ibang generation.
Pag-uwi ni
Jamie, mag-shoot tayo ng reaction videos to watching Cobra Kai. Diba? Sa YouTube channel ko. Feeling ko masaya yun. Diba? Ikukwento niya sa akin, is this real? Is this move real?
Sabi ni Jamie, that was a bad kick. That was a fake kick.
Oh, diba? Gagawa tayo, reaction, karate champion reacts to Cobra Kai. And maraming manonood. Yeah.
Kasi if you watch Cobra Kai, yung form ni Ralph Macchio is really horrible, huh? It's really stiff. Yeah.
Hey, he's so 65 years old.
I'll give
diba?
Him that. I'll give him that. Yeah. But something I noticed, Jamie, is karate really your first love? Because I noticed that you also love dancing, diba? You're very much into dancing as well. But what is your first love talaga? Would you say karate talaga or hobby lang yung yung dancing, like stress relief, or na ano ka lang that you realize that karate was something that you were really good at, so you decided to delve into that?
I remember nung high school ako, I was in the dance troupe ng Ika, which is my high school, and nagkakarate ako. But it was so hard to do both at the same time kasi the training, both were so intense and magkapatong. So after mag-dance training, magkakarate training ako, impossible. So I had to give up dance, pero iyok ako ng iyok noon. I also love dancing so much. I really love it, as in love na love ko siya. Tapos sabi ko, bakit yung karate pipiliin ko, nabubugbog ako doon, masakit. pero karate, brought me so many places na you love it then in the end. It's just hard sa training. Right. It's not as fun as dancing. But in the end, siyempre, pipiliin natin ng karate.
Alright.
Pero ano naman may kaya naman may TikTok. So if you guys follow Jeremy on TikTok, sumasayaw siya doon. Just as much as she shows off her karate moves, she also shows her dance moves.
Awesome.
Pero gusto ko lang ikwento before we wrap up no na. I had Jamie on my show and I asked her to show me karate moves. And I just want to say, nung sinuntok niya ako, hindi ko pa nakikita yung suntok, nakabalik na yung kamay niya. Ganun kabilis yung... Do you know what? Like, she pulled her hand back.
Tsaka ako lang
nakita. Like, I didn't see the fist until pabalik na siya sa kanya. So, ganun pala talaga sila kabilis. No? So...
No, you know, given the credentials of Jamie, brother, no shame in that. There is absolutely no shame in that.
That's true.
It's in the genes, it's in the name, it's in her personal, you know. She's been inspiring a nation, no, the past years with her stellar performance, no, wherever she would join all of these international tournaments, and even the domestic, no, the local ones. So Jamie, you know, it was our absolute pleasure to have you on our show, The Sinigang. We're primarily a food podcast, but this was a fun interview, fun talk, no? Great conversation. No? What do you guys think? No?
Yeah, absolutely. Para, yeah. You know, all I can say is para ang sarap ni Jamie ka food trip when she comes back, no? We got a...
Oh my God.
I'm sure maraming kinakain yan. Ang mga athlete, malakas kumain. Ang sarap kasama.
Yeah, and I am happiest when I eat. As in, that is my highlight in life.
This is
going to
be the start of a beautiful friendship.
I love it so much. Yes, it is.
The best kinds of people are the happy eaters.
Right.
Mm. Jamie, before you go, do you want to plug anything? Would you want to invite our listeners to... catch your next tournament or matagal-tagal pa ba o ano
malapit social
na,
media
na.
Channel social yeah. media
oh no I have no idea what's gonna be happening next kasi wala pa akong tournament upcoming okay. But I will keep them updated through my social media, so my Instagram is Jamie Christine Lim and my TikTok as well is Jamie Christine Lim, so guys follow my lives and yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All right. So thank you, Jamie, and thank you once again to the to my co-hosts, Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater in the world, and Chef Sharwin T, and this is Chef Edward Bugia saying goodbye. This has been another fun-filled, action-packed, informative episode of the Sinigang.
Bye!